working, and you're going to play a song that I haven't heard for a long, long time. What album was it from?
I think this is... Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay.
This is from the album The Anti-Hero. This is the second album out of seven. I think we're finishing number seven. I'll be that microphone, and I haven't played this song live for a very long time either.
Okay. Hit it!
Okay. Take a little time, take a bullet to the heart again. We're scared, cause we can't find a friend. He's scared, cause his friends can't find him. Take a moment to appreciate a father's hand, holding on to everything. Take a short trip to a distant land. If I were an angel, would I really be in love like this? Run your fingers through the golden sands, blue and silver waters, and the thunder of a marching band. I'm scared, cause I can't find my way. She's scared, cause she's too young to play. Take a moment to appreciate a lover's hand, holding on to everything. Oh my God, say goodbye now, child. Star child, take me to the end of the world now, darling. Don't leave me behind. Take me to the end of the world with you, darling. You'd be so kind. Take me to the end. Life. Take me to the edge of your life, and don't look back, my sweet star child. Dreamers can dream on an empty heart. Saddle up a star so you can get yourself a running start. Take a picture, though we're miles apart. Maybe it'll carry on the sparkle of a shooting star. Each time a missing cell phone rings, I hear an angel gets its wings. Through the thunder and the summer and the song it sings, letting go everything. Oh my God, say goodbye now, child. To the end of the world now, darling, don't leave me behind. Take me to the end of the world with you, darling, you'll be so kind. Take me to the end of time to show me where we live this life. Take me to the edge of your life and don't look back, my sweet star child.
I don't think you realise how good that is. Stay on that mic because that's working beautifully. What's the story behind that song?
That song, I went through this phase with the second album. I was very into reappropriating like fairy tales and things. There's a lot of fairy tale imagery and a lot of it. It's very abstract compared to the more modern stuff. I wish I wrote more stuff like that now, to be fair. Like it can be almost about anything, but the feeling is very clear, I think.
Do you know what that sort of style there gives me, reminds me of a very young Elton John. The Captain Fantastic era, the Tiny Dancer era. That Tiny Dancer came to my mind as you were playing there. Just what people are missing is seeing you perform, because half of your talent, I think, is the energy that you put into a performance. Where does that come from?
Thank you. I think it's just necessary. I couldn't do it without that. You need to perform. As I always say, I think I was speaking about it last time, you need to perform like it's the last show on earth every single time, because that's
that people deserve literally no less than that. You shouldn't be doing it if you're not going to give everything every single time in any walk of life, you know.
Absolutely. You came into the studio before Christmas, sometime before Christmas, yeah. Wasn't it? And we just talked then because you've had an amazing year. All sorts of things have happened to you. What are we going to do now? I'm going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to come back, chat some more, and you're going to play some more of that fantastic music. I'm going to film it as well. We're going to put it up on YouTube so people get a chance to see this superb performance.
Website, mobile creative app, or marketing your business. Our goal at GT Creative Studio is to provide you with a creative solution built to suit your needs and your budget. For over 10 years, we've specialised in web design and brand development and provided award-winning creative services to hundreds of local businesses. GT Creative Studio, High Street, Brentwood. Winners of Essex Digital Awards 2014. For a free consultation, call us on 01277 849 161 or check out our portfolio at gtcreativestudio.co.uk.
There are times in your life when you'll need a solicitor. Here at DPP Law, we can help you with criminal, family, mediation, personal injury, and mental health matters. Whatever you need help with, your solution starts with a phone call. Call DPP Law today on 0800 027 7870. DPP Law, Brentwood. We're on your doorstep and we're on your side.
Oh, I love Michelle on Phoenix FM.
Join me, Michelle Ward, for Eat My Brunch weekdays from 10 through till 1.
Shall I turn your microphone up?
Well, it would help, yes.
Well, it wouldn't, really. With music, guests, topical news stories and my general ramblings. God, your voice is really loud.
Sorry.
You're not even near the microphone. Plus my question of the day.
What is it? What is it?
You keep asking for requests. I've told you before, I don't like people asking for requests. Brought to you in association with Chigwell Bifold Doors and Windows. Visit chigwellbifolddoors.co.uk. Is that a marsh pillow I can smell burning?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Did you want to do what they told you?
It's sweeter than ever in this big old house of mine. And girl, I'm so sorry, but the look in both my eyes, I hadn't counted on a beautiful surprise. Like you'd come floating by with such a snow-white set of wings. And now I realize why the pocket jaybird sings. And I'm sorry, but the look in both my eyes.
Thank you very much.
Well, I suppose one of the biggest tributes you've had, if you just go on YouTube, people have covered that song, haven't they?
Yeah, oh, that's so sweet. There was a kid from Ireland who wound up on the Irish Voice.
Yeah.
Thomas Kinney. Oh, I'm so glad I remembered his name. Yeah, it's just the most flattering thing. And I always say, having seen that video, that's it for me now. I'm happy with it. Whatever else happens from now on, to me, I've made it. If someone felt so, you know, strongly enough to cover my song in their own time, and I think he played it at like a school talent show, it said on the video underneath, and he won. That's so sweet. I really, really enjoyed that.
And that time of writing of that song was a very productive period in your life, wasn't it?
It didn't even have any beatboxing the first time I played it. I played it at the opening of Gaucho's restaurant at the O2, and I had like half of the band Muse and Paul Weller in attendance. I don't think Paul was watching, to be fair, at the time.
All right, okay, well,
in the crowd.
He was there,
and Wycliffe Jean was there as well. And it didn't have any beatbox, and I kind of panicked and I just started beatboxing to make it more interesting at the time, and that's it. And that's how it's evolved.
It is an incredible song. So we've talked about music from the past. Now what about music from the future? Where are you, what are you up to, etc., music wise
yeah, the seventh album is on its way, and I'm really enjoying it. I've got the same producer I've had for the last three albums, one Arthur Warren, and this is kind of returning, I suppose, to a more a classic Tall Dark Friends sound. I'm not established enough to have a classic sound. I've not got like greatest hits or anything, but I've done enough albums now to know.
Because you did go off in different directions, didn't you? You tried different styles, but now you seem to have come back to what you perhaps best at, and your own originality, because you are very original.
Thank you very much. Well, it's piano based, mainly piano based. A little electronica chucked in there, kind of a la David Gray in the background, so it's not overriding the whole track. Mm-hmm. And I like big band stuff with brass, so the new poppy stuff has got very brassy. The next video we're doing is Hang With A Happiness, which I think we played on here last time. Mm-hmm. That's very maybe Bruno Mars-y kind of track. Pop. I'm just in a really good mood, so it's positive. It's more positive than the darker sort of lacrimose stuff of the past.
Yeah, I mean, you've explored all those different styles, and you've been very well. I mean, they've all been successful, but the original stuff, for me personally, putting on a personal note, I think that's where your absolute strength lies.
Thank you.
So, seven albums coming out, another one fairly soon. Then,
yeah.
So we'll hear a song from that. Probably a little bit later on, very, very soon. Last year was a massive year for you, entertainment-wise. You won lots of stuff. Do you tell us about that?
Yeah. Picked up the Best Original Artist and Best Original Track at the Essex Entertainment Awards. And then I think the next one, April 12th at the Civic Hall in Grays. I'm up for Best Unique Act, Best Original Act, Best Acoustic Act, and Best Female Solo, which is obviously extremely flattering. That's
Wow. Okay. If you've never heard of Jordan Gray or heard of Tall Dark Friend, let me just explain. This annoying person has just sat in front of a keyboard at a certain age and can play the keyboards. Now, a person like me has been trying to play the keyboards for the best part of 50 years and absolutely useless, because one hand works and the other one just stops. You're self-taught completely, aren't you? And you never had any really proper training on the keyboard, and it's just, you can just do it, can't you? Just one of those annoying people who can do it.
It's I see it as shapes and things, you know, like chords. If you learn them properly, it can be a chore to have to learn a new language, but if you just kind of... I see happy faces and smiley faces for the happy chords and the minor chords and the major chords. You obviously, anyone with a passing knowledge of music knows major and minor. And you can intuitively tell
which. I've heard of that. That's about as far as it goes, right.
So it's just colours and shapes and things. And in time, then you'd sort of go back and revise and make... So I can jam with people now that are real musicians, you know, that know their chords inside out, because I'd say I'm still learning.
Can you listen to a song and go, oh yeah, that's that chord and that's that chord? And
I'd say I could play it. I could definitely play it, but I wouldn't know what chords they were playing. Those people that have a perfect ear for pitch, you know, any note, and they know that, to me, I don't even compute. I don't understand how the brain works there, because I can only see it in relation to something else. Mm. You've
more or less been a solo artist all your career, really, haven't you?
Yeah, it's coming up to 9 years, I think.
Yeah, you never toyed with the idea of having a band behind you or...
No, now I think...
Or has anybody asked you? Has anybody said, Jordan, come along, come sing for it, we love your voice, come and sing this, or come play, be a keyboard player in our band, or...
I've had offers to be all sorts of bizarre things. Someone came up to me at a gig and said, you know, we need a bassist. I was like, well, good luck to you. I have no idea how to play the bass guitar. It's not the same instrument.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in a band, but I'm very Don McLean. I play out of time at
very
my own
Don
tempo.
McLean. That's okay.
Like, yeah. So it probably wouldn't work with a full band, at least not with a lot of practice. But it'd be nice to jam again. I was in a heavy metal band when I was 16.
Okay.
With the full black and white makeup and the Marilyn Manson haircut and everything. It was, yeah, crazy times. Okay. Not a lot of discernible skill required to be a vocalist in that particular band. Not in that band in general, but all I had to do was scream.
Let's talk about looks then, because you were always at the forefront, as a teenager, I've known you for a long time, yeah. You were always at the forefront of fashion, and now last year we discussed this last time we were in, you took a massive change.
I did.
For those, Jordan's was formerly, well, how do you put it?
I'm a transgender woman. I was born a male, a boy. I'd like to say I was born a boy and I am a woman. You know, I didn't make the full transition to man first. I was never a man. I did not make a very good man.
Okay.
I'm a transgender female, and that's me full-time female from now on. I'm 1 month on hormones today. I think at 5 o'clock today I popped my 30th estrogen tablet.
Okay, so how's it going?
Amazing. Like, it's like a skincare regime, just like extreme. You like your skin and hair, everything gets really nice. And I started crying at videos of monkeys on YouTube and things like that, just out of nowhere.
Well, I cry at films.
Yeah. What's the last film that you cried at, would you say?
Most of them, actually. Anything where there's a father and son involved, I get emotional. I don't know why, I just don't. Well, I've got a son, but I just do. Anything like that.
It's amazing how the brain changes, because I'm exactly the same, but I think now it's the girls making it on their own in the world that sort of gets to me now, because it's just the brain chemistry, it changes, you know. I've got an affinity now with females, like you really do notice overnight the psychological changes.
Let me just give you an example. I think when you came here about 4 years ago, you opened a big bag full of cables just all over the place. Today they're all neatly labelled and neatly put in bags. It's definitely a female sign to you.
That's what I would do if I wasn't so lazy. That was my wonderful, I've got a driver, beautician, general handler called Leanne, who's probably listening right now. Hi, Leanne.
Yeah.
She put them all in bags for me before I left, and yeah, she's setting a good example for me. I'd like to be more like her, I think, on my journey.
Okay, right. Tell me about the process for the new album then. What's happening, and where's the influences coming from for this?
I'm listening to a lot of... I don't listen to a lot of new stuff, because there's so much music has already happened. Sort of, I think logically it's best to start working from the back. But Alt-J, I'm listening to a lot of Alt-J. They're big at the moment. I'm not sure.
Do you think music's in a really good place at the moment? Because I do. I think there's some really good stuff
really
happening at the moment. Yeah, there's nothing boring going on at the moment, you know.
Even though we've had
the same record for number one for the last 3 years, but it's a really good record. But
yeah.
It's even in our playlist. But you know, I think music at the moment is in a very healthy place.
There's like the Red Bull thing. They've got their own avenue for new artists. They're doing such an amazing thing with what they're doing at the moment. I see every new artist that's come out of the Red Bull studios has deserved it, in my opinion. I think it was the Mercury Award that pushed Alt-J. I don't really understand that as well. But yeah, independent organisations that are pushing music. Because the open mic scene, I mean, it's all over the shop. It's great. It is good. There's a lot going on. But that is a completely different thing. I think people shouldn't... they shouldn't go through the open mic avenue with anticipating that that's going to take them to superstardom. That's just not how it works, unfortunately. It used to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this station is very forward in promoting new music and putting on live bands. You know, we have our Phoenix Fridays and all sorts of things come up this year. In fact, I think we're this year, 2015, we are putting on over 100 bands.
Wow.
We've got our creative sessions coming up. So, you know, we're very in the forefront of putting out music. But it's difficult to get people to come to gigs because it's difficult. You know, I love the theatre. It's difficult getting people to come to the theatre because there's so much competition for everybody's interest. There's so much to do now, you know, with the social media and videos.
You're at the theatre on... Next Saturday, I'm
in next week, for Vicar of Dibley, yeah.
I think I'll pop into that. Where's that, the Thameside Beach?
That's the Thameside Theatre, shameless plug there.
I was just curious.
I'll be there. We start Thursday, I nearly know my lines. But the point I'm trying to make is it's difficult to, you know, to fill venues now for music artists, and I think the better they are, the more chance you've got to get a good crowd.
I always had that thing in the back of my mind, is if... I'm no good at administration. I'm terrible at getting, all the paperwork and following people up. So I figure if I just try and be better and better, that will work. It's a funny line to walk, really, because that... If there's people are already there, they'll come back. But getting them there on the back of that is, that's the quandary.
Absolutely. Right. We're coming up to the news, so we've got about 8 minutes to you. So, can we hear a song from the new album or something that you've got in development that you want we'd like to hear?
How about, like, I wrote this song in Sweden and it's not on anything. I might put it on the new album now.
Let's see
Swedish?
No, don't do it in Swedish.
It's just a kind of a nice country vibe to it. I've really enjoyed writing it. I don't know why I didn't do anything with it, so I thought we'd debut it on the radio, and then if it's any good, I'll put it on the album.
Is this a first-time exclusive?
I think it's first-time exclusive, like, anyway.
In fact, you haven't even heard it.
I don't even know. I don't know what it is or where it's going. I think it'll be on guitar. I don't know. Oh, there we go.
Hello.
So this, we'll call this one Room 17 at the Flamingo Hotel.
That's not
just off the top of my head. That's literally
ladies and gentlemen, tall dark friend.
You okay there?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, honey, riding circles in the snow. Maybe now it's time to walk you home. 'Cause baby, you've been drinking with a ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, honey, drawing faces in the clouds. You've been talking dumb from town to town. So baby, are you ready for me now? So now I'm there, I'm staring down the devil's well. I tell you if I can't see hell, 'cause things are pretty much swell. So now I'm there and feeling everything like fear. Take a seat, my dear, enjoy the show. She sang a ba-da-do-ba when she sang to the lovers. Well, I could tell she was a good girl when she sang to the lovers. Well, I could tell she was a sweetheart when she sang to the lovers. Till she had the sweetest heart when we made love to each other. Room 17 at the Flamingo Hotel. Enjoy the show. She sang a ba-da-da-ba when she sang to the lovers. Well, I could tell she was a good girl when she sang to the lovers. Well, I could tell she was a sweetheart when she sang to the lovers. The Flamingo Hotel.
Wonderful. First time ever you've ever heard that. In fact, that's the first time Jordan's ever heard that.
I don't know if I can even remember it.
You'll have to listen back to it. Right, we're going to take a quick break. News is next, and then in the next hour, lots more music from Tall Dark Friend.
Yes,
it's past two. Mike with 1, 2, 3 on a Friday afternoon. Rather like that. If you just tuned in, we've got live music in the studio today. A guest who's been on the show probably, I think this is about third or fourth or fifth visit, I don't know, but over the last 4 or 5 years at least. Always a pleasure to welcome Jordan Gray, a.k.a. Tall Dark Friend. We were talking before the news. You played a couple of songs, you're going to play some more, but we were talking about the year ahead. What has the year ahead got to offer for you?
Well, I'm going to get this album done. We're filming the video in February to Hang With The Happiness. It's going to be so much fun. I have a few out on YouTube, so if anyone wants to check those out, just type Tall Dark Friend into YouTube. I'm going to get like a load of animals in, I think, so there'll be a lot of animals on screen. I've got a thing about that.
Okay.
That sort of choreographed dancing and all sorts of scouting locations recently. So that's coming up, the Essex Entertainment Awards, obviously. There is a small chance you guys might see me on one of the mainstream channels in April.
Okay.
I can't tell you which one. It might be somewhere between BBC Two and Channel 4. But I don't know how many there are in between there. But, yeah, you might see me on that playing...
Is it sort of one of those shows where they've got a panel and they might judge
you? Oh, I don't take notes of that sort of thing. I don't know if there's an audience or anything. I'm just, I was people that maybe might have seen me on a programme. Did we talk about this last time? Called Sing Date on Sky.
Yeah, I saw you on Sing Date. Yeah, I did.
For anyone that hasn't
what
seen
were you
Sing
thinking?
Yeah. Well, it's someone called me up and said, "Hello, Jordan. We've been trying to get hold of you. Would you like to sing on the television?" So I'm like, "Yes, please.
Yes,
yep, absolutely. Whatever it is, I'll do that."
Yeah.
Turned out to be a dating program where people are matched based on their choice of songs, and eventually a girl chooses out of 10 guys or a guy out of 10 girls, and you go to London and duet. And I ended up duetting Bryan Adams and Mel C. That song.
Yeah.
It was good. It was an experience, but not the highlight of my career. So surreal watching it back now as well. I came in a little suit and had a little carnation and everything. Bizarre. Anyway, so I'm not doing Sing Date this year.
No.
A little bit of television, possibly.
Okay. What are you going to do on this television possible appearance?
The song I've chosen, for me, as I say, it sort of sits right on the cusp of being a little bit coy, but in a good way, because I think this is a beautiful song. I might have reappropriated it as well. I don't know if the lyrics mean what I think they mean. It's a song called Just Like a Woman by Bob Dylan, which I think is a beautiful track.
Let's hear it then.
Okay, let's do that.
Nobody feels any pain tonight as I stand outside the rain. Everybody knows baby's got new clothes, and lately I've seen all her ribbons and her bows from her curls. Well, she takes just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, and she breaks.
That was so interesting. That was really an original take on a very well-known song, wasn't
Thank you. Oh, there we go.
How do you choose a song to cover like that? What are you looking for?
It's so many, and it does sound pretentious, but they... I don't even want to say it out loud because it's so pretentious, but they find you, the songs, is like anything that literally gives me a little stirring or a little spark or something. It's like, yeah, I have to do that, I have to give that a go, just to get the mileage out of that feeling, that sort of instinctual feeling. I love that song, and I honestly don't... It's not about transgenderism, as far as I know, but the lyrics fit perfectly, at least the verses that I've chosen to do.
So. You're a Bob Dylan fan, then, so what did you think of the last song he's just brought out?
I've not heard the last song yet. I've heard about it. I've heard the reaction, the polarising reaction to it. No, what's it like? Is it more focused?
Very different. Very different. I'll say that. I'll see if we can find it, put it on like, a little bit later on. But just different, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Artists, Bob Dylan being literally the poster boy for this, but a lot of time they get into a sound and then people just kind of come to expect that of them and they lose all their own freedom. Mm. They're still artists that want to grow as well and change.
Yeah.
And that was his whole thing, wasn't he? He went electric and he freaked everybody out.
Yeah.
That's Bob Dylan. That's what he does. He jumps on different scenes and things.
Absolutely. What's the process for you as... What happens if you dry? I'll ask this. What if you dry? Do you think, oh, no, I've done that court. No, I want to start with that. No, I've done that before. Where do you find new stuff? Or is it just sitting around, playing around with a keyboard and seeing what you come up with?
It is circumstantial. I would never sit, I don't think, and play if I didn't feel like it was... Yeah, to get out of a dry spell. That it almost is like digging deeper. It's counterintuitive. You think, sit down and work on it. That does work in a lot of things. Like if you're writing, just sit and write. Otherwise, words aren't going to appear. But with music, I think, you get yourself into a sort of grey zone if you just sit and plonk away on the keys and all the chords start to sound the same. So I just go away from it for a little while. Listen to somebody else's stuff that I really like. Just... inspirational artists.
He's ready to go. What are we going to do? We're going to do a couple, one old and one new. Yeah,
yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
What do you want to do first?
From the new album first, because I think
and this is called,
this is a little song called King of Hands, and it's the outro track from the new album that's going to be out soon. The album is called The Baffled King, and it will no doubt appear on iTunes, which means it will also appear on Spotify at some point in the future.
How is that working for you, by the way, Spotify? Got any money out of it yet?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I get... It tides me over.
Wow.
I've got like 7 albums, so there's a back catalogue. You do have to build up a catalogue, to be fair.
You do? All right, it's working. You're the first person I've heard say got some money out of it.
It's not a living wage. It's pocket money. It's definitely
good.
Things,
okay. Yeah. Right, what's the thinking behind this song?
This is very wistful, very listless kind of ballad. I just like it. I like those songs with like the churning piano sound, like the constant.
Yeah,
piano. So that's what this is. I tried to get something that sounded a little bit like... I'll just play it. Shall I see?
Let's see what happens.
Okay, cool.
So funny, no goodbyes for dying clowns, but I don't see you laughing, honey. We are so far from heaven now. Chase away the cold light coming. Take my hand and don't look down. Both take breaths too deep to die, and both cry wolf just one last time. We'll take your car and then we'll drive to the highest mountain we can find. Come die with me, honey. Come die with me now. Come die with me, honey. Oh, come die with me now. Take our ashes east and then let them go at 4 a.m. Sun comes beaming over Camden Town. Oh, look, two people not famous at all. Run before the birds come cooing. Cuckoo-ki-doo. Sang in the car, don't make no sense at all. I don't seem to see no reason for you and I to stay. to get around. The curtain's closing so the play can start, with you and me, baby, in the leading parts. So let's hold hands and take this vow, and for hell's sake, God, forgive us now. Come die with me, honey. Come die with me. East and then they'll let them go at 4 a.m. when the sun comes beaming over Camden Town.
I could have given you some warning.
No, sorry, that's right. No. Well, what I was doing there, I was filming it as well, so we put all this up on YouTube. I'm just astounded because everything you do, I just really, really enjoy. It's just, you gave me an image of Camden Town there as well.
Thank you, such a
wonderful place, Camden Town, isn't it? It's lovely in the summer and it's lovely in the autumn. It's just...
Just the biggest, most amazing culture clash. You can't tell where you are. Like, if no one's speaking, you wouldn't know where you were. Like,
yeah, just drop you there blindfolded, whip the blind, and where am I? Well, I don't know.
It's amazing. I do love Camden. I'm playing Camden soon, I think. I can't give you a date right now, but might as well tell you that I'm playing Las Iguanas on the 19th of February, Thursday.
Lakeside, yeah.
Las Iguanas Lakeside, along the boardwalk, 9 to 11pm.
How are those gigs going? Because that's quite a regular gig for you, isn't it?
That is a rolling residency. It's kind of indefinite, I suppose. I played there for a year now, and before that, just across the water, my people might remember the Old Orleans.
Yeah.
Played that as well for a year, so... Yeah, that is like my little base. That's where I can like bring out new material and things, and it's been good.
So where are you gigging this year? What plans have you got?
Well, I'm playing the VW Festival up in Goodwood. That's VW's first festival in England, I think.
Right.
I wish I had the dates with me.
You're hopeless, aren't you, admin? Never mind about dates, just tell us.
Chelmsford Pride, I'll be back at Chelmsford Pride again. The Pride scene, essentially. Yep. I don't want to say I will be playing T-Fest, but I always play T-Fest. Yeah. Like I have played
a
T-Fest.
Is there a T-Fest this year? Is there going to be a
T-Fest?
It's been
rebranded or someone else has taken it over. I think Metal is the name of the company.
Okay.
So possibly Bazfest is another big one. I'll probably play that.
That's happening this year as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's privately financed again, so we'll see.
Brilliant. And
I could be just saying all kinds of lies right now. This is my understanding of the situation.
Yeah, you're obviously playing Wembley and O2, you know. You never know, mate. You never know.
It's going okay. Like,
I was listening, let's just mention Ed Sheeran here. I was listening to an interview where he said he went to Yeovil on the train.
Right.
And the only person he played to was the sound man, right?
Bless him.
And and he couldn't. He missed the last train home, so he had to sleep on the floor there because he couldn't get the train back. And the guy thought he was really good, but that was only like 4 years ago, four years ago. So, where is he now? So. It could happen to you. Mm. You've certainly got the talent. You've got the skill.
Thank you very much.
And you just need that. You just need that break, and it will happen for you because you are. I'm talking about not blowing your own trumpet here, but it's a very unique style of music, and I think you deserve it.
Thank you very much. People on the radio can't see me blushing, but that's what's happening. I don't know if you've got a little camera. No, thank you so much for having me back. I always feel very welcome here.
That's right.
I love radio people, and you're one of my favourite.
Well, that's very kind of you. Right, okay, time to end, unfortunately, after saying all that. So let's have one more number, and we can do.
Okay, this is a song. I think it's called One Last Song for Lixie, and it's from the second album, The Antihero. So I would have played this probably before, a long time ago, 5-6 years ago. I might play this one back at the old offices. Here we go. Is it okay to?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I can do it. No, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Broken heart for the mother who says she's doing fine,
Broken bones for the hero who walks a broken line. Broken homes for the children. Stop now, it's too late to start. These angel wings are broken things, like broken strings that fall apart. Try to fall into a love that's never coming down. Take me to my Valentine town. Fall into a love that's dead in the ground. You wanna kick a ball around in a field of gold. The wind day grows sunny when the sun grows cold. You know what you gonna go, never you gonna say go. You're never gonna ever wanna kick a ball around again. Like that, no fair. Wanna live my life, but I'm just too scared. Now that I'm sitting in a big boy chair, living my life upon the back of a solar hole, trying to call you, but the night leaves are slowly into day. Take me to my Valentine town. Call you, but the words keep getting in the way. Listen to my Valentine song. I said her name was Valentine, and every time she walks away, my sweet love. Trying to fall into love that's never coming down. Take me to Valentine town, fall into love that's dead and in the ground. Listen to my Valentine sound.
Nice little string overture at the end.
Wonderful, wonderful. Jordan, I can only thank you again for coming in to take
thank
up your
you so
valuable
much,
time.
Man.
And no, it's always a pleasure. I listen to you all day long, and I wish you the very best for 2015, personal life and your music life. Let's hope 2015 is the year it happens for you, because you certainly deserve it.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, fingers crossed, you know.
If you missed any of this session, and it's almost been an hour long now, it'll all be on our website tomorrow, and you can hear it all again. Plus, there'll be a couple of YouTube videos going up as well. You can just type in Tall Dark Friend, and you'll see live music of Phoenix. There's already a couple on there, actually, and yeah, they get lots of views, so you
it's
are very,
okay.
very popular.
Yeah, I'll be back again soon.
Well, I'm sure you will. Jordan, again, thank you very much indeed. Right, it is 2:30 exactly.